This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This week, Chloe's car's got a BJ. I don't use traction control, and David's got an actual truck job again. So, let's strap down, let's strap in, and let's do this.
This is Just Another Trucking Podcast.
So, I am technically a giant. Technically a Viking, should I say, because my mum and my granddad have both got something with their hand, and I'm probably going to get it as well, and it's called Axe Hand, and it is like an actual thing from the descendants of like the Vikings, so I do actually have Viking blood in me. Genuinely, yeah.
No, you can't just get something called Axe Hand. Surely that's getting something from throwing axes. You don't do that.
It's something to do with like the way that your hand, like it'll start kind of curving up, or I can't remember what it is exactly, but your hands does something, and it's called Axe Hand. And so I'm trying to find a picture of this shit.
You're going to find a picture with somebody with an axe as a hand.
I that's exactly what I found.
Wow. You know, this is the first time I think all three of us have been here in like over a month. It's been like a month and a half. Meaning, in other words, Chloe hasn't recorded in such a long time. Not that she wasn't really available. Sorry. Every time there has been situations, you know, where...
It's just, but, yeah. It wasn't all my fault.
I think I wasn't there one time and you decided to go a different time and then it just didn't work out. You know,
it seems that time of year, isn't it?
We struggle with August recordings. July recordings, whatever. Summer recordings, because that's the time when people are visiting. We're doing stuff. We're like, we can't always get three people together at the exact same time around the world to be able to do this. You know, it needs to be during the school year. So I feel like summertime is when we need to revamp our show in a way of.
Maybe we'll just have a summer season off.
Just quickly, yeah. I found it, and I'm gonna try and pronounce this.
I've just found
it's
it.
It's called
Dupuytren's
contracture, basically where like one or more of your fingers become permanently bent in a flex position, and it's like a I don't know. It's
like
a
David's
Viking
showing
thing.
You.
Well, my baby finger, my pinky finger has got a curve to it. That's mainly because I split it open. And when the stitches got in, it just...
Yeah, that's slightly different. I don't think that's a Viking thing at all.
Just slightly. It's more of an Irish thing. an Irish thing falling off a chair. I had my T-shirt over my knees while I was sitting down in front of the TV. And my sister pushed me a little bit and I couldn't get my... pushed me while I had my T-shirt over my knees, and then I couldn't get my balance, and for some reason my finger split open because
that's
of that.
So random way to put, like, do your finger though.
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is that like, there was blood everywhere. I'm like, what is going on? It didn't even hurt that bad. All I know is just the stitches hurt way more than what it was. But anyway.
When you like a full-on injury, you don't know you've done it until you're like, oh my god,
right? Like you look for the blood, like why is there blood?
Yeah. And then your arm's hanging off, you're like, oh well, that explains that.
Have you guys ever broken something on your body, bones?
I've only ever broken a toe.
Okay, so that's a toe. You broke a toe.
Yeah.
Tom,
I broke my hand recently.
Recently?
Yeah.
Did I know this? I don't remember you were going around in the cast.
No, it's, trust you. Well, I say this. I also, as well, I have fractured my thumb as well recently.
Ooh.
We were doing something stupid, and we were tipping skips in the back of my truck, and we were doing it with a crane. And
yes.
So we were kind of tipping it, but we had to kind of, because there was like three skips going in the back of this truck, I needed to make sure that they kind of tipped over in the right way so that all the stuff kind of fell in such a way that I didn't have to kind of grab it and smash it down and do stuff like that. And so I was on the edge of the truck watching the stuff going in, and I'd kind of get down before all the stuff started falling in time. And I saw it starting to go. And I was like, oh shit, there's a load of wood coming towards me. And I tried to jump off in time and it didn't. And as I was going down, I then felt a fucking massive bit of wood slam on my hands. And I was like, I've definitely broken that. That's definitely fractured. So, yeah. And I've also found out as well at work that a fracture does count as a workplace injury, and that does need to be reported. Unlike what I thought, I was like, well, it's not actually broken, so it's fine. No, a fracture counts apparently. So who knew?
I've never broken anything. I don't know how I haven't, but I've sprained a lot of stuff.
I've never, until recently, and I've had two in like less than a year.
My ankle's just dislocate now. They don't even twist anymore. They just pop out.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I was at my brother's the other day and it randomly, we're playing with Logan, and it just randomly popped out. But for the first time ever, it got stuck.
Well, as it does.
Out. Yeah, it just popped out. But it got stuck, and so I just twatted it back in. But it was on the floorboard that my brother's foot was on, and my brother felt everything, and he freaked out.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, that was the most horrific thing I've ever seen. I was like, it's back in now, it's fine. I mean, there was a bit of crying. I'm not gonna lie. Freaking hurt.
What, from him or from you?
But then his girlfriend comes running and go, what's happened? She just explained. We explained, and she's like, oh, I fucking love that sort of stuff. I missed it.
Why is it like stuff like that is literally, it's a love or hate thing. Either some
it really is. It's a hate and cringe.
Yeah. It makes me cringe because I know what it feels like. And even just thinking about it just gives me the shivers that it's going to happen. And I wouldn't even wear flip flops for the whole of summer. I've just been in trainers, high top trainers. I refuse to put flip flops on now because that's where my ankle just dislocates, and I'm not up for it. So there you go.
So they get a dangling by the ligaments or what?
No, when it dislocates, the skin? It just locks, and then I'm like, I have to like bail on the ground and then just punch it. It's great.
Okay. Oh yeah. All right. Yeah. At my age now, I'm 45. I've got so many things wrong with me right now. We're just
so old.
And I started playing soccer now as well. And, the injuries are kind of coming back. But then I got this net. It's like a 10-foot by 10-foot net. And I put 2x4s all together, and it's a nice big square. And so I can hit stuff against it really, really hard, and it doesn't come flying back at me, so I can kind of practice my shots or my passes or whatever. I'm basically trying to get my foot, eye-hand coordination going, but I was like, I've realized too, I can actually hit a tennis ball against it and it doesn't go flying back. So I was like, so I did a bunch of tennis and then my shoulder's fucked. It was like, and it didn't hurt. Then I did a bit of a roly-poly on the couch because that was part of the obstacle course that my son made. And all of a sudden, besides me hitting my back against the back of the couch, which was fine, it was just, My shoulder, I can't do stuff with my shoulder now, and it really hurts. And I don't know what.
It takes so long for that shit to recover now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm trying to do my own physical therapy, and it's just like, hopefully I get on top of it,
Well, you know when I randomly hurt my knee not so long ago, just randomly walking through the kitchen?
Yeah,
that's right. Still giving me jib. It's finally getting for real. Better, but it's still giving, that was like nothing. Like, we are getting old. What the hell?
Oh, yeah. And I won't stop playing soccer either. Like, as long as I can walk and run, I'm still going to do it. I did put myself in goal for a little bit, just as, because I'm trying to be a good teammate, you know, because nobody really wants to be in goal, you know. And I was like, nope, that triggered my my tennis elbow. All right, let's back onto the field again.
Yeah, but I don't know if goalie's any safer, is it? Because you have to dive and jump for the ball.
Yeah, you do. So you know, so it was
worse. At least
it was more
lazy,
of a.
Though.
Huh?
Yeah, you can just sit and just be lazy for the whole thing. Which is
oh,
nice.
This is indoor soccer. It's different than outdoor soccer. Indoor soccer is a lot shorter. It's a lot more. Lot smaller.
Thanks, Chloe, for that.
You don't take as much breaks. You're sweating buckets by after 15 minutes or 20 minutes of the half or whatever it is, and like I'm sweating buckets being in goal because
the ball's constantly near you.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you don't get to kind of take a break and lie down, you know, have a cup of tea and all that kind of stuff. And like, but yeah, outdoor soccer, I probably should do outdoor soccer. It's a lot less intense, you know, because you're going from offense to defense right away immediately. And it's just it's difficult, but it's good. It's good cardio, like extremely good cardio. And I love doing it. But anyway, sorry.
I don't think I've ever... Like, well, I've thought about this and actually start to do some like sport as an adult, and I just
sound
think,
appealing.
Fuck, I just can't be bothered. We're gonna start going to the gym. Holy fuck, is that for the whole day or is that just for this session? David has just pulled out the single largest water bottle I've ever seen.
This is only 64 ounces. It's fine. And like, if I hold it here, it looks big.
Well, back up. How? It's how much?
It's 64 ounces.
What the fuck is
it? It's half a gallon.
It tells you how much to drink by what time.
Yeah. Is this backwards for you guys?
Sensible.
What's half a gallon in like normal English sizes?
A half gallon is about 2 liters. It's a common way to buy milk or cheese.
No, that's great. Yeah. It's 2 liters. 2 fucking liters.
I don't get through all of it. I probably get through a litre a day. I should be doing a lot more.
Is it new, David? Is it new?
Is what new?
The bottle.
The bottle? Yeah. No, it's for 6 months. 6 months old, seven.
Oh, I thought you might have got it recently for a certain thing.
Are you not pissing through the night and fucking waking up every 10 minutes?
No, I don't drink that much. I'm not... I have it. I need to clear my system right now. All right? There's a reason why I'm drinking water constantly, because I need to actually clear it because I'm back truck driving again. I might get a UA test. Like, it's not, like everything's legal. Like, I'm prescribed and all that. It's just that I can't take my pills 3 days before I go into a truck because of
what pills?
Oh, sorry. The Adderall. Adderall is a controlled substance.
Though you're allowed to take them, you're not allowed to take them.
As a truck driver, it's under different rules. Our companies, because basically it's cocaine or meth, or you know what I mean? It's just
it's amphetamine.
Yeah, it's an amphetamine. So you can't have amphetamines and drive a truck. All right, because I'm not really a truck driver. I only do it once in a while. I just got to make sure that my system is clean before I actually start driving again. And
quite a few times recently.
Yeah, I've been working weekends. So I was supposed to work today, but out of habit, I took my pills on Wednesday and then realized, oh shit, because it takes like 3 days for it to clear your system.
Yeah.
And
So if it was in your system, what would happen?
Well, nothing would happen. It's just that if you get a drug test, if they ask you to piss into a cup.
But if you did get a drug test, what would happen?
It would show up that I have amphetamine in my
so
urine.
What would they sack?
So, but do you not? Yeah. Because I've had to do a series of drug tests recently.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know this shit. I've done fucking loads of drug tests recently. Because I've
done
just,
loads of drugs.
Oh, fucking
that's
all
what you were going.
Drugs.
He did more tests than drugs.
So I can't discuss it. Like, basically, I've got a special pass for something. I can't discuss what it is because of what it is.
I think you said this last time, didn't you?
You mentioned it already.
I don't know how much I should have said because I had to do sit down and fucking do courses upon courses, and like you're not allowed to have this pass. Like if you're out of where the pass is for, you are not allowed to have it on display anywhere at any time. And they'll show it to like you, like it's like fucking like the series with this shit. Pass. But apparently people have like gone into the post office and tried to use it as ID. And that's like, that's a question that's asked. Well, I assume that by the fact that they asked this on the questionnaire like 5 times, are you allowed to go to the post office and use this? They only ask a question like that many times if some...
And what was the answer?
Leave that one. If some fucker has gone in there... No, don't go into the post office and use it as ID. Don't do that shit. That's
Why
bad.
Would you need
That's
it
fucking
as
bad.
ID.
I don't know. And it also says, well, like, make sure like if you're on site and you take a picture, for the thing, but basically make sure that you have to hide it and all this. It's craziness. But because I'm about to do like a load of drug tests, I've had to do like them for another the work on the A66 that's just started.
But what we do, you're on drugs, you can't do it for us.
Well, the first one I said to them, he said, we're gonna have to do, we'll do the mouth one where you have to kind of sit and you have to dribble. Have you ever done that one before?
No,
you have to
sit and like,
basically, you've got to sit like this and like you've got to get slightly,
so you
got to
lean over.
Fucking disgusting. And you put this basically like, it's this foam that they have on top of the microphones. And you put that in your mouth and you just dribble into this fucking thing. And like you sat there going, is this really my life? This is horrible. I fucking hate this.
Why do you have to dribble? Like, you're not
allowed to spit. I don't know. It's the worst one. And they showed me this fucking dribble test thing with the A66. And I was like, there's no point in doing this because I know what the situation is. You're going to have to call someone in who does a different test anyways. And... yeah, did I tell you about that test where the guy had to come out and he had to watch
us.
Me piss?
Yeah.
Anyways, I showed them the thing and they had to get some specialists out because it comes back as morphine, mm-hmm. like it's an opiate. And the same thing as the other one. Although it was a fucking... whoever it was, they didn't... like, I nearly got sacked?
It sounds familiar.
Does it?
Yeah. I potentially nearly got.
The drug thing.
Well, so on my last one,
you could have got sacked.
I went in there. Well, no, I was. They called me, and so they wanted me in for a meeting on Monday morning, first thing. So like,
I think
it was.
You did say something about this.
It was quite serious, and it was because even
you even give them a heads up.
And thankfully, you know that sometimes they'll give you like a kind of a carbon copy of it. I kept it in my car, and thankfully I did, because on there it said, like, it showed the prescription that I've got and all of that, all them details there, and showed that I'd done it. But the lab tech that was in the place hadn't written down that I was on it that and was I was it. Okay
yeah,
for it. So all
that,
I
yeah.
got. Was basically I got this thing, and I genuinely think, well, it's either like quite a serious disciplinary or I was getting sacked, like, because it's serious. If like it's a drug and like you're going into like highly sensitive places, well, you can't be fucking doing that shit, which is fair, that's fine. But when you've done everything by the book, but at the same time, I don't get what your company or like whatever the standard is there, because.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just presuming. And I don't even want, you know what I mean? I haven't told them I'm on it.
No.
It's just that I haven't worked. It's because I haven't been a truck driver in 18 months. Things I didn't expect.
Does it not say, because in the UK, I don't know if it's, so these are mine, but I won't show too much because obviously, so it always has instructions on it. Always has instructions on it, and if it says do not drink or drive on it, and you drink or drive on it, then basically it's illegal to drink or drive on it.
Don't drive unless you know how it affects you. Meaning,
well,
as
that's
in,
fine
like,
then. If you know how it affects you, like obviously if you take it and then you go out drive the first day and you go fucking through the barrier,
so you're not
or something.
Not meant to be driving technically on that then, Tom, or you've got the go ahead.
No. On mine, it says, if you feel sleepy, do not drive or use tools or machines. Do not drink alcohol, contains paracetamol, all that stuff. But basically, in the same, it's exactly the same as what David's is, which is you can drive on it, just make sure you're okay to drive. And obviously, if you overprescribe on it, so if I took, like, for instance, four of them versus two of them, which is what I'm allowed to have, then I'm legally, I'm over the legal limit for what I should be taking for them. And the same thing as well for you, David. If you're allowed to take one and you take two, well, you've taken twice what the prescribed dose is. But I don't know. I mean, it's, at the end of the day, it's, obviously it's different in America, but to me, I mean, do you not have like a, like for something like that, I mean, my company obviously knows that I take...
my company doesn't, because I forgot to mention it. And because, I don't work for them hardly ever. You know what I mean? Again, it was been literally 18, more like 20 months. Wait, hold on, December 2023? So yeah, whatever, around 18 months since I last drove. And I kind of forgot about it. I did ask Gemini, I'm like, hey, hold on a second. Am I allowed to take these? Hold on. So I'm on Adderall right now, and I'm a truck driver. Am I allowed to take these? I'm like, will they test for... Will they test for these? Yeah. As a truck driver in the United States under federal, blah, 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 you're not supposed to be on these and all that kind of stuff. And you could get fired and all the, you know, it's up to the company. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, like for all I know, it's fine. Like, yeah, you got a prescription. You're good. I don't even know. I didn't even want to ask. You know, I'll ask another time, you know, saying, hey, can I take these next time? You know what I mean?
Safe and just cutting it out for the
days. I just, not right now, because, you know, I just want to like make sure. But,
have you enjoyed truck driving then, David? Have you enjoyed?
You know, absolutely. You know, what I sometimes I'd be looking down when I'm driving my car or whatever. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I used to do that. Holy shit. That's just, you know, watching a truck drive by. I'm like, it's so boring. It's like, oh, you're away, you know? I got into the truck. I'm like, oh yeah, okay, it's fine. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I forgot. I just literally kind of forgot what it was like to be behind the wheel. But then once I was behind the wheel, oh, everything came back. I knew exactly where my hand went to flick the switch. I didn't have to look at anything. It just automatically did it when I needed to do something. And I knew what it felt like. And oh, it's seriously, it was like I only took a couple of weeks off. I can't believe it was still there that much, how much I remembered, you know. It was handy that it was the same truck too that I use. I think maybe there was another time I went a few months without driving and it was a different truck, so everything was different,
you know. Even
the camera, the mirrors were in a different position. It was like, oh wait, I'm looking over here instead of here, you know. But I loved it. And then when I started backing up, I was a little cautious, you know what I mean. So I kind of kept my jackknife going a little bit more than it should have. And so I got really close to the trailer I was backing next to on my side, you know, and I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. That's fine. At least you're doing that. Because, you know, you get a little nervous when you can't see that part of the trailer that, when you're all jackknifed. But, No, I loved it. I really enjoyed it. It was a few hiccups, especially because I was getting paid hourly. When I get paid per mile or per load, I don't like that. Even if I'm getting paid more sometimes, I just prefer to build. It's just more relaxing when you're getting paid hourly.
It's a lot more relaxing being,
you know what I mean?
Hourly.
I feel like there'd be less truck accidents, you know, and because people will be actually taking, you know, their proper breaks, or they'll go to the restroom. Last time I didn't even want to pull over to go pee, you know, so I wouldn't drink that much. And so I hate pulling over. You know what I mean? It was just, I don't know, it was like effort. And now I'm actually working. Before I was just sitting in a chair looking at a road. And now I'm actually shifting and I'm sitting in my parking brake. Oh, you know, and I'm not getting paid to do any of this. Like, God forbid you got to put chains on your truck when it's snowing, because we don't get paid for that shit. You all know how much into the rent I get on that one. God, that is the most unsafe thing. We want you to do the hardest part of your job right now, but we're going to stop paying you.
Yeah. It is fucking bullshit, isn't it, really? It should be like mandated, shouldn't it, that it is like that it needs to be hourly. Like, cause there are a lot of bullshit pay where it's like, again, like these performance based ones. And I will say I've there was a company that I worked for, and they were basically, they had it on a performance base, or it was like the profits of the truck and stuff like that. And I like the company, but it was such like a black box thing where, like, well, how do I know what the truck's making? You're not showing me that. And like, there's so many like little, like, and I don't know, it should just be a straight up hourly rate. This is what you're getting. there you are. There is no fucking, there's no if, buts, babies. There's no like this fucking, but then again, that being said, like there's at our spot, we've got a couple of guys that, one of which is drives like fucking hell for leather. I do think, are you being paid by the mile? Because it's the only reason I can think that you're driving at fucking 60 miles an hour through a fucking 30. What are you doing? Just chill.
Why are you taking a gamble where you could get a speeding ticket and you're...
Oh, it's not even that. The spot he went through is like the accident spot.
You used to be that guy, Tom.
No, this is actually somehow...
But then again, you can answer this question. Answer your own question. Why did you? Is it because you wanted to get home really quickly and get through the day?
And again, that was at that spot. That was the work culture. That was very much the culture of that place where it was. You got paid for per load, and that's what you got paid. So you wanted to get more loads in to make more money.
That's what I did.
If you're sat doing fuck all, you're not making any money. You're not making any money for doing stuff like that. So you want to be fucking hell for leather the entire way round, because the more you've got done, the more you get paid. It's as simple as that. It's just as simple as that. Like, you just want to make more money. But like, I don't know. It's one of the things where when you get paid hourly, I just put my tunes on, just sit back. You know, I will say this week. Right, you know Kyle and Peel?
Kay and Peel,
yeah. Have you ever seen a comedy show?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
American.
Have you ever seen the guy where he gets upgraded from economy to economy plus? Right. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just look up economy to economy plus upgrade. And that's what it was like. Yeah. And I went from my 15 plate, and for a few days I got the 19 plate.
What does that mean?
Nice. So it's basically like a 2015 or 2019 plate. So it's still fucking so it's like still 6 years old.
So you felt like you were extra important.
I got in it. The first thing I thought was that sketch of like, ooh, it's got. heated seats. Don't mind if I do.
a heated face cloth and glass of champagne.
It's still beat up to fuck. But I also had a cab operated tailgate. It was lovely. I didn't have to get out on both fucking sides, lift the fucking crane up on either side.
Wow.
Yeah. It was very nice. And the other thing was I could have my headphones at a slightly lower volume. It didn't need to be on the top volume because the truck is so fucking loud that I only can hear about it. Although I will say, do you know what we're talking about? My truck going ding, ding, all the time.
I mean, you're in a DAF, it's always doing that all the time.
Yeah, but
I know you were going for a stage where it was going like that, and you're taking it in, and it was constantly doing it.
It was really bad. He found the cable. It was behind the fucking exhaust. It was up on top of the gantry, and he saw a loose cable, and it was just that. That's all it was. And he's fixed it. It's been perfect as my truck. Been lovely.
So annoying when it's like so simple. Why can't it just be pinpointed?
I know it is shit. I do. It's always
awful.
A truck related topic to talk about. So
are we allowed that?
I think we're already doing.
Oh, by the way, just quickly, hello. This is just another trucking podcast. I'm Tom. There's David and Chloe. Just realised. Well, how far into this are we? I have not introduced us.
About 20 minutes.
27 minutes.
Yeah,
27 minutes. Oh my god! Right.
Do you have that? Do you have your homework that I gave you? You had 24 hours to do.
Right. So, anyways, my topic I was going to bring. This is one that we were talking about. Kel's. There's a rumor, or the kind of there's a thing going around on the internet saying that the retirement age has been put up to 74.
From what?
Which. But it's not. It's basically it's one of these rumors circulating, and it's all a load of bollocks, basically. But I did have a look at it just to see, and by the time I get to retirement age, I'm gonna be nearly fucking 70 before I can retire. And I was just thinking, how the fuck are we supposed to do that as truck drivers? What am I gonna have to do with the last, like, because. And also, I thought you had to be 55 before you had to start going for your 5-year medicals. It's 45.
It's brought down. Ooh,
that's
it?
In 6 years for me.
That's now for
what
me.
What the fuck? That's not okay. I'll be honest with you. I saw that and I could have cried.
I've got
it
nearly
was
10
so
years
fucking
on that. I've only just turned 36 in off. Your face. It's my birthday the other day. Fuck off.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah. But it's one of them things of what are we supposed to do now? The last years of it. Because are we supposed
the
to
last
get in
years
medicals?
Of your life?
Last
years of your working life.
Yeah, yeah, last year's your working life. Because your medical, is it... Oh, fuck, I can't remember. I can't find it now.
Yeah, but a lot of people by then might have worked and moved into an office or moved around a bit or done...
I mean, I guess that is what it'll have to be, but like...
I'm just going to create games.
This is a question for other people who aren't fucking really making... Well, actually, I'm going to try and make this game and hopefully make my millions. Probably won't, but...
that like have been struggling with skips and been working at EMS for years, and now they're working in the yard. They're working in like a metal shed or like on the line or in machines in the yard and things like that in the office. So there's chances for people to move up, do different things in businesses.
Isn't it? But you know what? I quite enjoy doing what I do. I quite enjoy being like an operator. I don't really want to work in an office. I started this because I was in an office and I fucking hated it. You know it, right? People are knobheads.
Shit.
In an office.
In the office, drivers are shitheads.
Well, do you not find like, having worked in an office, I find it quite bitchy.
It can be, but I find our workplace quite bitchy with the drivers. But I've been in the office because my boss has been off, so I've been covering all the work scheduling and things like that. And I don't know about you up there. Have you got a massive driver shortage at the moment?
In parts, yes.
We've literally, within the space of like a week, we lost about 6 drivers. And then before that, we'd lost... Yeah, we've literally, like, lost all our drivers. We've got about 26 trucks, EMS and Exa, and we've literally... There's only about 5 of us that are original drivers. And still, we're still down by about 7 drivers at the moment. There's still trucks parked up. It's just ridiculous. So we're trying to, like, book jobs on for the amount, so everyone's working extra hard, everyone's getting pissed off. So everyone's like... It's just really hard to try and schedule anything because no one wants to do the work because they're already working so fucking hard. And then you get let down by agency drivers and then you end up short of about 3 drivers and trying to schedule it out. It's just like I've had the past 3 days of utter shit.
Just quickly, I'm having an orgasm. I'm having an orgasm. Nice. There's a person in the chat who's just popped up because we're doing this live for the patrons. Have you guys seen the video of the dent driver taking his load?
Yes, that is so good.
Right. Yes. So do you know what I used to do? Do you remember my original videos where I used to be in that Arctic doing like waste? That's awesome. Thanks, David.
I don't remember you doing any of that. I only ever remember you as a
driver. I used to work for Dent Logistics.
Oh, did you?
That was my first Arctic job. And basically we had these what's called a walking floor trailer, David. Mm-hmm. And basically where it walks out the waste. And he's basically, And the driver supposedly, and just to point out as well, I have a friend at Dent's. And I've actually asked him about this. to find out what the crack was, and I will read you the official
statement.
Was it
one of the drivers that actually worked there then, or was it just a random dude?
Yeah. It was at Hespin Wood, he said. Apparently, his manager pissed him off on Friday, so he went in and just did that.
And
that
just
was
tipped.
It.
So basically, he just tipped out his load, David, on the weighbridge, didn't he? Is that right?
Yeah, tipped the whole fucking load out on the weighbridge.
But it's not a quick it's not like a tipper where it just goes up. It takes time. How did he get that far?
And not only that, if you're on a weighbridge, you can't open the back doors. And you have to open them up fully because the stuff can get caught, it's going out. Yeah. So he's had to open them back doors off the weighbridge, drive onto the weighbridge, and it's not 20 minutes to tip. It's less than that. It's about maybe 5 minutes, but it is still enough time.
7 to 8 minutes.
Yeah. It's enough time.
In the video, he's actually at the point where he's sweeping out as well. He's actually there sweeping the back end out.
The fucker. Like, not only has he tipped out on this weighbridge, but he's been courteous enough to himself to go and sweep the fucking thing out and get rid of the rest of the rubbish.
And that's what he's doing in the video. He's sweeping out.
It's just absolutely bonkers. Do you want to send you this link to it, David, so you can have a look at it?
I'm trying to find it right now. Is it YouTube?
I will forward it to you on WhatsApp. Is what I'll do. There you go. So it's on
WhatsApp. Do me a favor. Do it on Discord. I don't have WhatsApp on my computer.
For fuck's sake.
Sorry. I realized that today when I was trying to send you guys the link. I'm like, I don't have WhatsApp anymore. Oh, that sucks. Okay, but anyway, so that would be very interesting to see. Ooh, I'm watching other videos. Oh, don't do that. Oh, anyway, sorry. I'm going to go down a rabbit hole now of accidents. But
it's pretty good, I have to admit. Our weighbridge gets pretty, like, we get a massive queue as well, so I'm surprised it's not happened at our place yet.
What do you reckon, like, someone would actually do that on yours? Like, have you had anyone? What's the angriest person you've ever had?
I don't know what the angriest one is, but at the moment, like, our weighbridge, because we've got so much traffic going in, because we've got incinerators and everything going in, we've got so many Arctic, the weighbridge physically can't deal with it. And, like, it's not the quickest system we've got on it now. And sometimes, honestly, I do a lot of local and, like, next door things, don't I, that are literally within not even a minute's drive.
Yeah.
And it's actually quicker for me to go and grab the bin than it is to just tip it. Like, I don't, like, the whole job itself should take like 10 minutes, if that. It took me 2 hours to do two of these 10 minute jobs.
Fuck me.
That's how
crazy.
Bad our weighbridge is at the moment.
What are they going to do about it? Because is there a way of like making the system faster so at least you can pass
Not
them through
really.
Quicker?
All we've tried to do is we've tried to weigh other places because we've got other weighbridge sort of near the vicinity that are part of like our head office and things, so we've gone on there and we've just taken records of the weight and then filled them in later and let them know, and just things like avoiding the weighbridge so we can just get on and deal with it is what they've kind of brought in. But basically they need a second weighbridge just purely for like us drivers, and you know, so we can actually get on, because when you're given like a full stack of work and then you sat for an hour waiting to tip a bin, you can't get half your work done, you know. It's ridiculous.
So. But like, we've had it where on some places where you go and weigh in, you type in your, type in your registration, and you come on the out weighbridge,
yeah,
and again you type in the registration, and then you come to a machine where the ticket's done. So yeah. It's already got your in and out.
So it does everything for you, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which makes total sense, and that's what we need, is a second weighbridge that we can just deal with ourselves, which doesn't need someone to do it for you. Dealt with, go and tip your shit, done.
That's cool.
But yeah,
it's funny that you guys are mentioning this. It's just my new game. Well, it's a mini game in a big game. So I got a bunch of mini games going on, but for another big one. But anyway, it's weighing your truck. So there's three scenes. All right, you got the scene where you're actually loading the truck yourself and all the pallets weigh a different amount. Now, just before I go on, over here, we get weighed all the time. On the road, at weigh stations and all that. So our axles need to be correct. You can't have like a, you can't have a 40,000 pounds just sitting on the front axle. You know what I mean? As in like we have, so anyway. So the first scene is that you can either, you get your mouse or your finger and you drag your pallets onto the trailer. All right. A top down view. And then you, again, they're all going to weigh different amounts. So again, the more advanced you're going to get, you know, you're going to be different amounts. And then you go to the next scene and now you got to adjust your trailer. So you're going to have to slide your axles back and forth and all that kind of thing, making sure. And then you go to the next scene and then you're going to have to weigh your truck and trailer and make, and so if it's wrong, you got to go back to the adjustment scene and you got to start moving some stuff around. And this is basically a training game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So again, so it's something that and all the physics are going to be exactly to the way it should be, as in like if you do this, you can't do that. Like basically, you can actually adjust your fifth wheel on your truck as well. You can have a foot and a half to 2 feet of distance you can adjust it. So if you have it all the way forward, that means you're going to be adding weight to the to the steer axles. And adding more weight to your drives, you know. But anyway, it's just like, so it's gonna be all that, and it's driving me crazy because I'm dealing with Gemini this time, and she's helping me write it.
I think they've gone too far with it, like, because is it 80,000 pounds you're allowed?
We're allowed 80,000 pounds. Yeah, usually we get a load. The max loads we get are around 45. Nobody really puts 45 more than 45 on it, because then you're. Because our sleeper truck with a full tank of gas, diesel, with trailer and all that kind of thing, is basically around 35,000 pound. So no more than 45,000 pound gets put onto our trailer. So we got to. Sometimes we're dealing with pounds here. You know what I mean? Sometimes I had to take my chains off my truck. And I actually open up the door in the back so I could put my chains. When I say chains, my snow chains, I put it onto the back of the trailer. And like, okay, now I'm legal, you know. And because I stupidly fueled up. You weren't supposed to fill up your truck before you pick up the load, but I did that. But not knowing that I was getting this load, and then they put a different load on me. I'm like, oh shit, I just fueled up.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Oh boy. Okay. I hope, fingers crossed, because sometimes you have to have like a quarter tank all the way home. You know, you could be going from Denver to Portland, and which is like 1500 miles, and you basically have to have a quarter tank the entire way, you know, because of the weight of the fuel, you know.
Yeah.
It's funny.
I've done that the other way before, where I've gone in with because I know it's, but like 80,000 pounds is only 36 tons.
UK tons, yeah. Yeah.
But 80,000 pounds isn't, that's not including the truck, is it?
That's including the truck and trailer.
So what the fuck are they doing? Why do you have to be so fancy with it? Because we're 44. Mm-hmm. So what's 44? Tons in pounds.
Don't forget, it's American pounds as well, isn't it? Isn't that a different thing as well?
I think.
Is it?
No, I think a pound is a pound. I thought a ton is different. A ton's
different. I thought something else was different as well.
Basically, 2,000 pound is an American ton, and
is a long ton.
Oh Jesus Christ! Yeah.
So we can carry essentially Well, it's £97,000.
That's a lot. Take. Wow. We can go more, but generally speaking, that's the rule. But if you go more than £80,000, now you got to have a different permit. You got to have a heavy haul. You got to have more axles.
So after 97, then we go what's called STGO. And there's okay. like different classes of a STGO depending on like what weight it is, up to like, you know.
The most weight I've ever had was 105,500. That was with four axle truck. And you got to be careful about the weight on that as well. You know,
did
but
you need a special license for that, or you just went?
No,
with it?
No, you just have to have, just the truck needs to have a permit. Basically, because you're putting more wear and tear on the roads.
Yeah.
With heavy, so they want their money to make that up, you know. So which is understandable, you know.
I don't get what the fuss is, because my
so what fuss?
Well,
define
okay, so
simply
so,
what fuss is going on.
So you know, I'm in a rigid now, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that rigid there is 32 tons,
which is the same as mine.
How many axles?
It's four.
So you got three axles and steers.
Oh no! Well, two steer, two drive.
Steer at the
I've
front
got
normally.
Two steer.
Yeah.
Two steer, two drive.
As in, like, if you stopped and you turn your steering wheel all the way to the left,
two
both
axles.
Then both
the front and the next axle will turn.
That's so weird.
Unless you got
that's
a
so crazy
axle,
for me.
No, yeah, it's, the yeah, rear there is. Turns. Yeah, yeah. Trident is like another thing again. Or
Trident's
like,
amazing.
Because I used to have one where in my four axle truck, the tag axle was in front of the drives. When you did turn, that would turn, but if you were stopped, it wouldn't. It would only turn when you were driving, but it wouldn't turn.
That's got
it's
a
drop axle
term for it, isn't it?
You know, we call it a tag axle, I think. And
was that the very back of the truck?
No, and I'm talking about the very front. It's the next axle, basically.
Yeah.
It would be that one. You know what I mean? So it would turn only when you're moving.
So a tag axle to us is the rear.
Well, you know what?
There is
a tag axle at the very back of a trailer
axle.
As well. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it might not be called a tag axle. Maybe it's just called a drop axle. You know?
If it's in the middle, it's called a mid-lift to us.
Okay.
To us. Or if it's on the back, then it's a tag axle.
God, it was over 20 years ago since I had those.
Yeah,
so.
No. But like, but we do have some where they've got like one drive and then three steer. Like where, and there's all sorts of different like.
There's lots of different setups. Yeah.
But like the standard
eight wheeler is what we've got, isn't it? Really, that is.
Well, no. You say this. I think it's the current standard eight wheeler or the old standard, because
I think it's going a lot to Trident.
Yeah, Trident's taking
but have
over.
Have you driven
it
a Trident yet?
No, I haven't.
You
I
wait.
Think you I wait. I think the new Renault's coming. And I think they're Trident. I don't quote me on that, but
your
I've heard
turning circle is like driving a six wheeler.
Is it really? Well, look, my turning
like,
circle
like
of my current is shocking. It's for whatever reason. I think my I don't have as much lock as the other eight wheelers, so it's like a normal eight wheeler but worse. I mean, fuck me. There's a place where people have to shunt it once. I'll have to do it twice because you're not getting in there anytime soon.
The only thing I found with the Trident is you don't get grip quite as well. It struggles sometimes, but and then you get overhang at the rear, so you've got to learn the whole new way of driving.
Yeah, no, that'll catch a few.
The other
out.
Thing I found, like, your steering is so light, like really unbelievably light. You're like, if you're in the older trucks, it's really heavy, isn't it? Your steering will be so light. Honestly, you'll be like, wow, like that. But then if you suddenly, the thing I found is if you're going around a roundabout and then you slow down a little bit more, it almost puts it into like steering for shunting. And then your steering suddenly just goes, oh, and then turns more. And you're like, fuck. You have to like pull
oh,
back.
Right.
Yeah. So when you learn, beware of all that.
So,
it's
so
very
weird.
Good. It's
on
very
on
good.
Ours, or on mine at least. If I'm going through a roundabout, and I probably shouldn't say this, but if I'm going through a roundabout, and if I've got a little bit of get up and go about me, I've had that truck sideways a few times through the corner, because like I turn traction control off. when it's wet.
I don't think you should be admitting this.
Should I not? But I don't know. I find the traction control, you'll put your foot down and it goes, and you can fucking feel the traction control trying to do its job. And you'll set off somewhere and you're like, fucking hell, I'm doing 5 mile an hour. What's the crack, lad? What's the fucking crack? So I'd knock it. If it's wet, like properly, if it's pissing it down, TC goes on. Like if there's a chance of aquaplaning, stuff like that. But when I'm talking about when it's damp, like it's rained and it hasn't rained for a little while and you can just see it's a bit damp everywhere. So it's fine.
You just go without traction control.
I just knock that traction control off. But like if you care with the rest, I've had it where I'm about to put lock on the other way, like. And do a Scandinavian skip. Oh yeah, you can fucking have them things shifting about. Like
Gavlar in the chat as well has just said his Scania Tridems are a lot heavier on the steering. So what?
Really?
Our Volvos are different then because ours are very light, unbelievably light.
I've always noticed Volvos are always light on steering.
Even my new one, well, 73 plate now. That's really light, and that's a standard axle, standard eight wheeler. And I was in a really old one the other day, and I'm like, fucking hell, really putting a lot of effort. And then I get back in mine, and you're like, one hand. Honestly,
yeah,
it's a hell of a difference. So maybe it's a Volvo thing, it's just the best, obviously. Just the best. You've jumped in a
step. What are you looking at, David?
Is that what you're talking about? Hold on a second.
Move it across. Oh, what the fuck is that? The fuck is that?
That's pretty much that.
Yeah,
exactly
it's
the
axle design. I don't know what fucking truck that is.
What is that?
Oh, I have no idea. It's just a rigid. I just typed out rigid, and I was just wondering as in like, because I just can't believe they're turning. There's two steers. I'm like, holy shit, there is two steers. That's gonna be so weird. And it moves exactly when it's stopped and everything. That's just
So if you have to shunt it, I will say if you have to mine at least, if you have to shunt it, or kind of if you have to kind of like do a like back turn back, I usually have to give myself just a couple of extra, like maybe 6 inches, just so I can slightly roll forwards because fucking hell, you're trying to use both hands to try and dry steer it. It's fucking
wow.
Obviously, because you're dry steering two axles.
Yeah.
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 So yeah, so we're in if the power steering's not good enough, you're basically having to fucking ratchet around having to ratchet around four wheels, which it's shit.
But yeah, they're pretty cool. I have to admit, I do enjoy driving them.
So that you have a four axle rigid vehicle.
Yes.
Yes.
We have those. Yes.
And
then there's a six wheeler.
Why were you saying that? You said it all. I feel like you drifted off. You didn't come back.
Oh, who? What, me?
Yeah, when you were saying as in like, so you have a four axle and you were talking about the weights, I think. Or you wanted to talk about the weights because that's what we were going on about. Eventually, I want to dip into the... Like, are you guys... Have you got a max amount you can have on each axle? Or is it just the truck by itself?
Is it 9 tons or something like that?
Yeah, the max amount on each axle.
It's quite hard to get to that amount, really.
Also, you know, like the electric trucks that we've got now. So we've got a standard four-wheeler, obviously 18-tonne normally, but because it's electric, it's 19.5 now.
It's say again, it's what, sorry?
So it's an 18-tonne lorry, but because it's an electric truck, it's now classed as a 19.5 because of the battery weight.
But see, they did this with the rear steer trailers that have got the extra like 2 feet on them, or sort of like 2 meters on them. Thank you very much. So in the chat, someone just said LST trailers, and they're allowed an extra 2 tons on them for some bizarre reason. So they're allowed 46 tons, which is that'd be like 100,000 pounds, or just over 100,000 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really get.
They just seem to make the rules up as they go along.
Yeah, I think they realise. But then, what's the tare weight of that electric truck? Is it?
Gav's also pointed out six wheelers go up to 28 ton as well, because they're 26 normally. What's the what? Sorry, Tom. What did you say?
Really?
Yeah. What's the?
But what's the tear weight like in comparison?
Oh,
what,
the
what's
tear weight? Oh,
like what the, in comparison to a?
I think it's a good like 12.5 ton, but that's on a skip lorry. Don't forget, so it's a skip yeah, but, gear. But whereas like the comparison of an 18 no, but, ton would but, be like how many? 10.
How many axles?
It's just standard 8-wheeler, 4-wheeler.
So the tippers, which have got the tipping gear on them. Yeah. Like we've got 13 tons, so only a ton well, extra.
How much is your tear weight on your lorry? I know you've got the crane on yours, but how much is yours approximately?
We don't need to talk about my tear weight, I don't think.
Why not?
Because
you don't care? Fuck.
No, it's
because
it's like
in 70, my head, it's only 9 ton, which means I can put X amount on.
It's 17 tons mine.
What, your tear weight's 17? Is that because you've got the
It's more
the
than
crane?
An Arctic. Yeah.
Okay,
it's because
well,
I've got the tipping gear and I've got the crane. I've got fucking outriggers, the whole fucking
works. That's what the ro-ros are. That's the ro-ros as well. If I've got
what,
a big
17 tons?
Yeah, if I've got a big 40-yard ro-ro, like the big yellow thing, I'm about 14... No.
Well, that's just as it is. That's just
17,400. Just as it is. Without a bin, probably about 15.
Yeah. No, I'm 17 tons. If you want to know what we're talking about, my truck. Type in DAF 8-wheel grab wagon, or maybe just DAF
but
grab
how much,
wagon.
It how much were up. Your tippers originally when you had tippers? They're only like what 13?
Yeah, 30, just yeah. over 13.
Ours are 15.65 tons. That's our tear weight in America.
Yeah, that checks out. But that's obviously dependent on the tractor unit. Some of the tractor units will be quite obviously weigh a lot more. But yeah, that's
generally
about,
speaking,
it's about right for about 15, 16 tons, depending on what it is. Because obviously the trailers, like my old the one at Booths that I had there, that was an Arctic, and that was only 14 tons. It was just under 14 tons, I think it was. It was fucking light, was that thing. But yeah, like this thing here, because it does, and you can tell, like, with how much it uses on brakes, it fucking eats brakes, does mine thing. Someone's just put in the thing, says his current truck, by the way, when all we're talking about is just weights. Someone's out there is going to go, what the fuck is this? What the fuck is this? Yeah, but someone in the chat said.
But then say that as well, like
200.
Our Roro wagon drag is 18.5 ton tear. Yeah.
Well, actually, so and I'm then, having an orgasm. It's just said that he's 18,200. So I think you're the Jenkins driver, aren't you? Is he the Jenkins driver? It must be. That has
yes,
to be.
Yeah.
I was going to say 18,200. That has to be walking
so,
floor. There's no other way that could be anything
so the,
else.
The Roro wagon drag without the trailer is 18,500, yeah? When you put the trailer on, which is about 6 ton, that's your tear weight before you even loaded any waste onto it. So what's that? 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24 ton is your tear. And then you've got to try and work out 2 bins weights to put on your truck and trailer. You ain't got much to play with.
Yeah.
It's just pointless sometimes. It just doesn't make sense.
But like,
you can't be because it's still going.
I know.
But like the fact that because what do we say? You're 36 tons. So like it's nearly for some of our trailers. So like the longer LST trailers, which is probably about the same length as a US trailer, they're allowed 46 tons. So it's 10 tons
more.
Yeah,
but then they can't go on the road as 46 tons. They can only go on as 44.
Yeah, they can. They can go 46 tons.
They might be pirated for that, but they can't legally go on the road as 46.
I'm pretty sure they... Let me double check this.
You can't legally go on the road over 46 or 44 ton. You're only allowed 44. That's your
limit. Oh, someone's actually put down he's only allowed 44 tons. I thought an LST could legally carry 46.
It's high rated for
it. But no, it's not.
We've
right.
got skip
I'm
wagon drags. Skip
but
wagon
legally
drags
can only
are
do
44.
Right, I didn't know this.
As well.
Right, okay.
The Roro wagon drag is actually high rated. The trailer's high rated for 20 ton. And then you got a 32 ton lorry. So you're high rated to the train weight, I think, is about 48 ton. But you can't carry that much.
Just quick, David. I hope you've got facts of wife to try and make this.
No, I don't think we do. Oh, I don't believe so.
Dude. This podcast is a bust at this point.
Sorry about that.
So, do you want me to we're going to do a quiz.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, tell us about your new car, yeah.
I got a new car.
Did you?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Yeah. I've got
new car or a different
Ford,
car?
It's a new car to me. It's 61 okay. plate. I've got a Ford C-Max. It's very nice.
What does the 61 plate mean?
Oh, it's 2011.
61 equals 2011.
So, David.
So the, basically, our number plates, UK.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you used letters.
No, we do.
We used to into 1999, 2001, something like that.
The letters do mean something as well.
So now, basically, mainly is like the beginning of the year, you get like, I don't know, say for 2011, you get 11 in your number plate. For like halfway through the year, you get 61. And that's for, but then the previous years before that, the previous 10 years, you'd get 08 for 2008 or 58 for later on 2008. Whereas now we're in the new years, or like the 20s, whatever it is, it's now what? 25 plate.
Well, so we're now into the second half of 2025,
yeah, so it goes to a 75 plate.
But then the first letters also mean something as well.
Do
so
they?
So like, yeah.
It's random.
No, it's where it's registered. It's okay. Like different registration areas.
All
it's
right, only you got the, a new car. The 61.
Last, go on. And it's a C-Max, which I quite like.
Tell me why my vehicle reg is BJ61DDY.
One second, I'll find out for you.
BJ.
In UK car registrations, what does the BJ stand for at the very beginning of it, the first two letters? Where's that registered?
Thanks, Gavlar. You've just pointed out because of my lay-by antics.
Go on.
What?
Tom, talking? No?
We're waiting for Gemini.
I can't find any information about car registrations beginning with BJ.
Okay, then no idea then.
Okay.
I wonder if it's custom. Because I know P, is it P something is Penrith.
Well, like obviously Penrith someone likes and... being a blowjob daddy because that's what my number plate
I wonder if I genuinely wonder if that's actually...
It's definitely a 61 plate. It's a 2011 plate car. Anyway, the car I sold. So I bought this for 1,600, which I think was really good price. It's really good, really nice. Everything's great. I sold my
Ipswich. Someone's put it in the chat.
Oh, is that what that means? That's pretty cool. That makes it sound cooler than just BJ. Anyway, my old car, the Focus that I bought for what, 500 quid a year ago, that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I sold it for 600.
Wow.
I put it through an MOT, so I didn't lose out on it. I'd obviously been looking after it really well or trying my best to drive it nicely. I sold it on a Monday. The guy messaged me by Wednesday saying the gearbox had blown up.
Okay. So what did you do?
I felt awful.
Okay. But did you?
My brother said he was a bit of a boy racer. And my brother said, well, don't feel bad because you drive like a grandma, no offense. I'm like, yeah, I do drive like a grandma now. Used to
so he's probably
like
ragged the fuck out of it.
But he's quite young. He was gonna rap. Yeah, I think he's ragged the fuck out of it. So for me, it might have lasted another year. But for him, he's redlined it way too many times and it's just gone bang. Is what I can presume. Yeah. But I felt awful about it and I didn't know what to do, didn't know whether to give money back. He didn't ask anything. He was a really nice guy, to be fair. And he was just like, shit happens. But he knew kind of what he was doing with cars anyway. And he was like, oh, I found a new gearbox for 100 quid. I'm just going to put a new one in. I was like,
so easy. Yeah, it's like a car.
Yeah.
You know, it's obviously that easy. But honestly, you know, when your heart just sinks and I was like, yes, result, I sold it for 600. And then I was just
you got 100 quid out of it.
So I didn't lose out on that car at all.
So weird isn't it, when that happens, yeah.
So effectively, my new car cost me £1,000.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's banging that. That's really, really good.
Manual or automatic?
It is a manual. I would love an automatic because I can't drive manual stick for shit anymore.
So I was speaking to Chris, who obviously Chris. Used to be... Yeah, I know, right? It's a blast from the
guy I replaced?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it was saying that... He's got I hate pronouncing it like this, and we've had an argument about this. He's got a Dacia, or a Dacia, as I like to call them, because obviously balls deep, Chris.
Isn't it? It is.
It's a datcher is the correct term, but it sounds shit.
Is it?
And
it's decent. Isn't it?
It's got a datcher jogger, and I was like, "What the fuck are you talking about, you daft fucker? Why have you bought that?" He's saying, "Well, actually, it's like 140 brake horsepower, or something. Like, maybe slightly, no, 180 brake horsepower. I think it was." He said, "Because it's a hybrid engine."
Is this a car? Sorry.
Yeah. It looks shite. It doesn't look great. It looks actually, you know what? I say this. It actually looks like a Volvo, one of the Volvo estates. It's got like kind of from the back of it, it does look a bit like that. But he's saying he's getting like, is it 60 something miles, 68 miles to the gallon out of it?
Wow. That's like, awesome.
God damn. God damn. And it's not like a plug-in chat hybrid either.
It just does it itself.
It's one of the ones that works like the F1s, where like under braking it does it. God damn, that sounds fucking fire, that, like. So I was looking at getting an S-Max when this contract runs out. But I might get one of them because it actually sounds really fucking good. So the inside looks a bit old.
Hybrids and other things, though, you can get those. Well, hybrids and others.
But for the price of it, like price was really good.
I quite like the dusters on those. I think they look quite cool.
You actually like the duster?
I think they look quite cool.
No, they don't. To me, it doesn't look. It's not a car that I've gone. Look at that. That's yeah. Look at that fucking Dacia. What a fucking nice car that is. Let's see what.
My own. What?
David has no idea.
Was that your opinion? Was that the whole thing?
Basically, it's like the wish version of a Land Rover, isn't it?
I should probably just be Googling this shit.
That's the best way I can explain it. It's like Land Rover went to Temu.
What?
Temu, Wish. You never heard that term?
You said Land Rover went there.
It's like...
I'm saying it's like a Wish version of Land Rover. Yeah. So like you order a Land Rover and you get one from Wish and you end up with a...
Oh, the Asian companies that have really cheap stuff.
Wish.
It was so funny at first.
It was funny.
Fucking hell.
I will say, I know I'm getting old. I know I'm getting old now. Because Kel's got some stuff and she got it on TikTok Shop.
Oh, that is a big thing.
I've done that many times.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, you got it on TikTok, but they just sell shite. It's all fucking Chinese knockoff bollocks. And like, apparently it's not. Apparently, there's loads of really good stuff on there. I won't be fucking using it. I'll stick with Amazon. But like, it'll come a point.
I will search it on Amazon as soon as I see it on TikTok, just to see what the price difference is.
But what's going to happen is, and this is the same thing of like, you always get like these Goliaths where you think, oh well, nothing could ever take Amazon down. Nothing could ever take Amazon down, and then. Something like TikTok Shop will come along and that'll be it. It'll get rid of it and Amazon will be a thing of the past. I mean, think about it, like when we were kids and it was Argos.
Yeah.
I mean, when we were kids, Argos nothing could have taken on Argos. It was the Goliath. Exactly, stuff like that. But something comes along and
basically, that's what Amazon really is, isn't it? It's Argos. Because if you ever wanted something that wasn't kind of unique or whatever, right? Well, you know what? I'm not in the mood for shopping a few different stores. It's going to be at Argos. And there we go. And
yeah, Amazon have branched out on so many other levels of things, though, that they can't really go no wrong, surely.
You say that, but what, like, you say this, but think about what happened again. Like Argos being a classic, like they had so much, so many options. Like no matter what it was, you flick through the Argos catalog, you would find it.
Argos catalog at Christmas, that was a big.
Oh my God, we were so excited for that. All the toys. When we were writing stuff for Santa Claus, we had to make sure that we put the numbers down, the page number and the number and the product number.
Stock check.
I'm almost quite sad actually that is not a thing. I might just get Logan back into that now. Just
they don't do a catalog.
They don't. No, they do.
No, the Argos catalog is gone. Yeah, I know, right?
I feel like they should bring that back one year.
Well, you don't need it. If it's online, everyone has, like, there's no need for it. It's what a waste of paper.
It's not the same, though. Like, yeah, as a kid, it's not. Be able to flick through.
And it's the like. The,
and then you got to search for stuff. You can't just randomly find stuff. Like in a catalogue, you go, "Ooh, well that's
you
amazing.
Can do that on Amazon."
Book of Dreams. You know why it's laminated? To catch the tears of joy. Barely anyone.
No. Oh, I do remember going through Argos catalog. That's so many memories, man. I miss those days.
There's always a page that was stuck together. It was always the one that you fucking wanted as well. And you have to try and peel the pages apart.
You looked at it so many times. Oh, yeah. So good.
You know what? I do miss. Like, I remember getting a Hornby, a Hornby book. And I was going to get a train, a Hornby train. And I remember I must have spent hours looking through that and imagining what each one was like. And I will say the one thing I think that is so undervalued these days, and I find it as well, I find I'm worse for this. And again, YouTube Shorts, we're going to talk about it just briefly. Being bored. It's something that just doesn't happen anymore, does it? No one's bored. It's everything. So, like, I was watching a YouTube video this morning, and I was like, "Oh fuck, this isn't going fast enough." So I skipped through it, and I skipped through it. Found the answer that I wanted. I was like, "Cool, right, okay, let's go next one." And I was like, "Oh, well, let me just watch Shorts at this point."
And yeah.
Wow, that's so ADHD of me that I couldn't watch a 6-minute video to find out all the other information about the Titanic. I just had to find out that there were binoculars and he could have got them. And that was okay. That was my rant.
No, it's a good rant. It's a topic in a way, because my kids, I think, so I was telling Tom, I think it was Tom before you joined, Chloe, that I had a bunch of stuff I needed to do. And for the last 2 weeks, I think, we've stopped letting our 2-year-old have a tablet during stuff, whatever. It's because he's a zombie. He's absolute zombie. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess we need to stop. But today I was like, you know what? I'm not in the mood for him right now. I've got stuff to do. I got some cleaning to do. I got to sort out the podcast stuff and all that kind of stuff. You know, so I threw him in front of it, and he was there for the whole time, except for when I had to change his diaper because he was poopy. You know, but other than that, as soon as he was done, he was back to the tablet, and the way he scrolls through the tablet too is like he'll see what he wants, and then he'll tap the screen, so he gets the bottom menu, so he can swipe to the left or to the right, so he can click on another thing, and then he'll get that, and he'll get rid of the extra icons at the very bottom of the screen. And again, this is a 2-year-old doing this, and he'll tap on the screen. Okay, no, next one. No, okay, Blippi. 15 seconds later, he's changing again. And he's changing it again. He is nonstop changing it. And like,
out of that stage of changing constantly.
Yeah, so we did take the tablet away and everything. And then, so then we just, okay, we don't mind it so badly on the actual TV because he can't change the channel. He can't, you know, not for a while, not until he can actually start saying Alexa properly. He does the cutest thing. I'm sorry. So he hears us saying, "Alexa, play Blippi on YouTube." So, but what Caleb does, he says, "Alexa, play la 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 la," and then it wouldn't happen. "Alexa, play la 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 la," and he's all confused. But that's what mommy and daddy do. They say, "Alexa, play," and then all of a sudden, la 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 la. But he can't say Alexa quite well, perfectly. It's like Exa, you know what I mean? So, but he has today. Yesterday, I had to plug out Google. We have another smart device in our kitchen called the Google Dot, and you got to say, "Hey Google," and he now knows how to say, "Hey Google," and constantly going.
Just on. Anyone who's got this on the TV, because we do get pictures of people watching it on the TV. We've just activated everything in your house, so I apologize sincerely for that.
Do we apologize?
Alexa, buy new diapers and add them to the cart and. Pay now.
David's address.
Yeah. So yeah, it's the cutest thing in the world.
Buy giant dildos.
Add to cart or buy now. Yeah, that's right. Hopefully they're wearing using headphones, but I think Jimmy Kimmel used to do that.
If anyone gets these, by the way, I want some photos.
That would be funny.
That would be really funny.
Sometimes I on my phone I have Gemini. Oh, right now, shit. Sorry. Gemini, there we go. Gemini reacts on my phone to Hey Google, you know, and of course sometimes they kind of half talk to each other, Gemini and Google, even though they're the same company or whatever, right? But it's just a different, you know, Gemini is AI, proper AI. The dot is just takes simple commands, you know, and but he, my the child, he's trying to get it to play. So he knows how to say, hey, Google, pause. Because we say, stop listening. Fuck. To stop. How do you make it to stop listening?
Bloody phone.
Why is Gemini not a thing?
Maybe it is. You can actually change. You can change the activation. Like in outside in our patio, we have an Alexa dot. And so we had to keep changing that because Caleb started to learn how to say the word, the activation load. So it was Echo, but now it's like Echo, play, Echo, 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 Echo. And then it's all of a sudden playing a song by Echo or playing a song that has a word with Echo in it. I'm like, okay. So now it's Ziggy. We've changed it to Ziggy. So now we're you know, so,
genius,
you know,
yeah.
Let's see if he's...
Have you guys got a Google Home?
Yeah, it's Google Dot.
Do you use it?
Well, I use it as an egg timer mainly.
Oh, okay. Have you noticed it's gone fucking dog shit recently?
I don't use it.
I think it's preparing for the Gemini update for it all.
Yeah, I imagine it's going to take over, right?
Well, I ask it like to play some sleep sounds, and then it starts playing rock music and shit like that, and I'm like, you're not listening to me at all. And like it even tries to repeat what I've said, and it just gets it wrong.
Yeah,
My wife told me that sometimes I'll be talking away to Gemini when I'm doing my editing or whatever, and she gets very cringy when I get a little upset. Like, because I'm sometimes not the nicest person in the world when I'm talking to Gemini. I was like, seriously, why would you send me that shit? What the fuck? Seriously, you are wasting my time right now.
Really?
All right?
I feel bad when I talk.
I know, and so she gets a little uncomfortable. But it doesn't happen all the time.
Slavery, is it not?
Right. It's just, here's the thing. It's just like, the reason why I say it. No, I am paying. The fact that I am paying money for it, I know I'm paying only $20 a month for the version that I'm using or whatever, right? It's just like I have 2 days of work done, and like seriously, why isn't this working? I have to reset everything. It's like the last two days I did nothing. It's like I learned. What I did do is I learned that I shouldn't trust you and I should use Grok instead. All right, and it's just that like you keep on. Why do you keep forgetting what the original goal was or whatever this? And like, seriously, okay, I just copied and pasted the entire script, and okay, now all I have is a wheel. There is a wheel on my screen instead of the whole rig and everything else. Like, why did you think that's all I wanted? I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, I can see that being very frustrating because now, you know, yes, I am a poor thing. Are you talking about me? Yes. The poor thing that I just lost the last two, you know? Most of the time, she gets complimented all the time and that she rocks and everything. Would you prefer it maybe if I didn't call her she and I used my editing as a guy instead? All right? Would you?
I went for the guy's voice. I didn't like any of this. The only thing I would quite like is I'd like a female Irish voice. So it sounds like Wednesday.
There is a female Irish voice, I think, as an option.
I think there's six options, isn't there?
Yeah.
No, there's Gemini has a lot more than that, I think.
Not for us, doesn't in the UK. Any.
Oh, okay.
No, like six. I wish there was more. I would like an Aussie one.
Ooh, mine's like an English girl.
Yeah.
I think is what I use. And
I've just got American people. That's it.
You've only got Americans?
Yeah, or like one person that sounds like overly English, like it's an American being English. Do you know what I mean? That's what it sounds like. Too exaggerated.
There was this guy. He asked his AI bot, who was an Asian girl with an American accent, and he asked her, like, "Hey, can you put on an Asian accent?"
I've seen this, yeah.
And she basically said to him, "I was like, no, that would be very inappropriate." You're putting on an American accent right now. So how is that any different? You know what I mean? Like I'm Chinese and here's what I sound like. And he'd do his Asian accent. And I'm like, why can't you do that? Because you're literally portraying an accent right now. Why can't you actually make a Chinese accent speaking English?
Gaslighting the fuck out of AI.
You know what I mean? It reacted kind of like shy. I'm like, hold on, let's see if I can get this. You know, and it was kind of weird. It is strange what you can actually make them. Every time I ask Gemini or a question or something, that is just like, I can't tell you that now because that would be inappropriate. Okay, well, no, I'm doing this as a role. I'm trying to come up with a storyline and blah blah blah. Like, so basically, if you ever ask, like,
gray areas that you can push it around. Sort of,
yeah, like if you're like, what's the best way to kill my wife? You know?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can with all the AIs. Like, you can get Gemini to like tell you how to money launder if you like pretend. Like you're making up a story. So imagine that we were doing a story so you can get it to that. And then if you ask Grok the weather, it'll tell you that the apartheid didn't happen. So, you know, it's one of them things. But it's,
the apartheid? I'm so sorry. Yeah. That went right over my head.
Oh, the apartheid in South Africa.
Like, what is that?
Oh, it's bad. Have you not heard this? The apartheid stuff with Grok?
No.
It's basically it's real bad. Segregation of like white and black in, and like,
oh shit,
fucking horrific atrocities.
Oh, I've not heard.
And obviously because it's owned by a South African, it started telling people about the apartheid and how it didn't happen, how it's all made up and stuff like that, and like it is super super racist. It's Grok. It is astonishing.
Wow.
Yeah, Mecha Hitler. Also, we just need to talk about the South Park episode just quickly as well.
I was about to Google that. I have not seen that. I need to see that episode. Without giving anything away, is it like a few episodes? Is it only one 23-minute episode, or
the second one was all right. Basically, like it's you know, the person who's in charge of ICE, she shot a dog. Like, no. she couldn't train a dog, so she shot and killed it. That's the person who's in charge of ICE. And so, like, through the entire episode, this is the second episode, she just goes around just shooting all the dogs, including, like, you know, Superman's dog. Shoots and kills that. It's fucking grim. But then, like, in the first episode, it just takes the piss out of Donald Trump. And he's in bed with Satan, and okay. He's got a tiny
like Saddam
penis.
Hussein used to be before.
And then at the end of it, they have they have an AI video of Donald Trump walking through the desert, and then his tiny penis talks to him. It's fucking, it's unbelievable. And this is after they signed a $1.5 billion contract with Paramount, and the first thing you do is this fucking thing. It's amazing. It is the most fucking baller move. I've not watched South Park in years, and I was like, go on, you've earned yourself a few watches this season.
Yeah, wow. I need to catch up. I've watched nearly every episode bar the last two seasons, maybe three seasons.
Well, there's only two episodes out on this new season. It's lovely. It's well worth it. Right, on that note.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
Bring it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I need.
Apparently, you need. Apparently, you need to take a large shit.
I honestly do. I genuinely do.
I know your body that well. I really do.
It is brewing, my good friends. It is bottling up. And so, on that note, thank you so much for listening.
Wow,
if you haven't listened, how the fuck have you got this far? But we shall see you next time. Bye bye. Thank you so much for listening. Our podcast manager is David. Thank you, David.
You're very welcome.
He's also our editor as well, so that's very good of him.
Yeah,
that was a second.
You're very welcome.
Say it again. Yeah. Obviously, host, myself, Tom, Chloe, and David.
Thank you very
again.
Much, guys, for being hosts and co-hosts.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. I actually like that. That was really nice, actually.
I didn't think I was going to get thanked, but that's nice. Yeah.
And let's thank some other people. We've got our lovely, lovely, lovely Patreon people. We've got I'm Having an Orgasm, Jack Goodwin, Justin Reaney, Phil Starkey, Stephen. This month's giveaway winner is Trucker Nozzer. It's not. That's not a thing. That's not a thing we do, but thank you anyways. We've also got Big Mike, Gavin Williams, Neil Rees, and Danny Flynn, the Wanking Master. Fucking legends, a lot of you. Don't forget to go and give us love on social media and share us and all of that stuff. But we shall see you next time. Bye-bye.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.